Subject, the B word. Hello, Stephen Shirley. I am 25 years old and my boyfriend is 24 years old. I have never dated anyone younger than me before, and now I see why. When I first met this boy, he was perfect. He didn't act his age at all. He was so respectful. He was close to his family. He took me anywhere I wanted to go and gave me anything I wanted. This was a big change from my last relationship. I was in a physically abusive relationship for 3 years. My new man never raised his hand to me, never even raised his voice, until one day when he got mad at me for something and called me a B-word. All I could say was, "Excuse me?" He said, "B-word, you heard me." Since then, it has gotten worse. Now he calls me all kinds of names, B-words, H-words, P-words, any derogatory word you can think of. And on top of that, when he gets mad, he breaks my things, TVs, radios, tables, and he puts holes in the walls. I don't know what to do. I love this man and know he loves me, but am I supposed to keep putting up with this? I don't want to break up with him just because of some words, and the things he breaks, he replaces. But I keep telling him that that's not the point. Also, when he gets mad, he calls me stupid for putting up with his mouth. He says if I was a real woman, I wouldn't allow him to talk to me like that. Then he says he breaks my things and uses words to hurt me because he can't use his hands to hurt me. What do you think I should do? The abusive man I was with for 3 years never called me out my name. He would knock me upside my head from time to time, but he never cussed at me.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Lord.
You need to break up with this guy immediately, all right? You need to go immediately. You need to be in a relationship with someone who loves you, someone who has some real respect for you, and with someone who cares about you. And I'll go back to that in a moment. You've gone from one abusive relationship to another. If you think the relationship you're in now isn't abusive just because he doesn't put his hands on you, you're crazy. This is not healthy. A man who loves you, you think this man loves you? A man who loves you wouldn't treat you like this. He wouldn't call you out of your name. That's not love. All right, he wouldn't. That's not love. When I say you need to be in a new relationship, this is what I'm talking about. I think you need to love yourself. You don't love yourself. You have low self-esteem. You've gone from one man abusing you to another, physically, verbally. No, you don't love yourself. You can't allow these people to treat you this way. You matter. You're a human being. This is not love. Find out what real love is. But first, self-love. You need to love yourself. And please get rid of this man. There's nothing about him says love. Nephew?
This is sad.
Yeah.
This is sad. First of all, first and foremost, you're 25 years old. Your boyfriend is 24. You're saying, "I never dated anyone younger than me." Trust me, basically, you all are the same age.
Yeah.
24, 25. You're the same age. As soon as this man called you this word initially, you should have been gone. It should have been over. It's a wrap. Because if you put up with anything else and you keep putting it up with it, so guess what else happens? So now we just start adding on more words.
Right.
He just keep bringing it all the way out. He has told you himself. He says a real woman wouldn't allow him to talk like that. Which what he's telling you what? You're not a real woman. Ugh. You are accepting exactly what he wants you to accept. You're accepting it. You got to lead this man right now. And matter of fact, you don't need another man no time
soon. That's right.
You don't need one. All you need to do is get an understanding on what am I supposed to have in a man? Because you got the wrong thing. You picking up the wrong quality. And now you go back to saying he used to bust me upside the head, but at least he ain't cussed me. What?
I know.
Do you know how crazy this statement is you making? This is a crazy statement you're saying. You gotta find out what a real man is, because these last two men you've had, they not real men at all. Any man that puts his hands on a woman is not a real man. Any man that's calling his woman the B word or any other kind of word, not a real man. You do not have a real man. You need to step away, go find. You need to go chill out.
Yep.
Pursue your career, whatever that is. And then in time, a real man will come to you, a good man.
First of all, she thought he was the perfect guy. Then comes to find out this guy calls her the B word and any other blank word he can think of. He breaks her stuff. He's done everything but hit her. And the crazy part is she just got out of an abusive relationship. And she says this guy went upside her head, but at least he didn't call her out of her name.
That makes no sense.
Yeah,
that is the most ignorant statement I've heard.
None. Even the guy she's with right now, who's 24, she's 25, says that if she was a real woman, she wouldn't allow him to talk to her like that.
He telling you to leave.
So you have to get out of this relationship. You seriously have to get out of this relationship. You know, somewhere in your makeup, you think it's okay to be in these abusive relationships. You don't get that you don't have to be in these kinds of relationships with these
you
kinds
don't deserve
of guys.
That. Yes. You don't deserve that.
Yes,
you have to
you
love
don't.
Yourself. And this is a form of abuse.
Yeah.
And Shirley, you know, you're right. She needs to get out of this relationship. And I looked up some information to help this young lady. She needs to go to the domestic violence hotline because they say you may be in an emotionally abusive relationship if your partner, number one, calls you names, insults you, continually criticize you. So take this number down, young lady. I hope you're listening. 1-800-799-SAFE. You need to get out of this relationship. You're putting up with physical
immediately.
Abuses.
Any woman going through this calls
emotional
number.
Abuse. Yeah, and any woman. Absolutely, Tommy.
And the other sad part is that she says, I love him and I know he loves me. No.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something.
You can love somebody and not be with them.
Let me tell you something.
This is not
you don't
love,
have to be
though.
With him. Right.
He's breaking TVs. He's putting holes in the walls. Mm-hmm. He's tearing up all the appliances around the house.
You're next.
Sooner or later, you're going to get hit.
Yes.
You're next.
And this is from a man.
You're going to get hit.
Young lady, this is from a man.
After we ain't got nothing else to break, you the last thing left. He's going to hit you. He already, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. Please leave him immediately. I mean, get out of this situation. Spend some time with yourself, please.
I never understood.
Learn to love yourself. Learn that this is not the way that you should be in a relationship with a man, please.
I never understood a lady that thought that was all right.
Sometimes they don't know. And when you don't know, it's low self-esteem.
They think everybody at home getting hit like that?
You can't explain it. It's a self-esteem thing.
Okay.
It's a low self-esteem issue.
Esteem
it really
thing.
Is.
They don't know that they really don't deserve that.
Yeah.
They don't. They've never been. It can be childhood issues. It can be a lot.
Let
of
me tell
things.
You something.
Yeah, I would suggest counseling, serious counseling for her.
That's why I say.
If you listen,
1-800. Right.
I'm a real man. I don't hit no women. I don't
That's
call
right,
any
Tom.
Women out of their names. I
That's
don't
right.
do that. I am the gentleman of all gentlemen. This is not a real man you got. That's not even a boy. He's doing something that's totally, totally unacceptable.
Yeah, and you don't have to accept it. You don't have to allow anyone to treat
that's
you like
right.
that, okay? I hope you're hearing us. And give her that number one more time, Carla, before we get out of here.
1-800-799-SAFE. That's 7233. 1-800-799-7233. National Domestic Violence Hotline. That is the number.
Listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.